time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program coming to you from the United Nations, actually in the offices of the United Nations Foundation, which was a Ted Turner start. Richie, weren't you fascinated to hear that story about how the UN Foundation got started? Ted Turner put up $1 billion. He's going to pay off the debt that the United States had to the United Nations, and the United Nations says, no, you can't do that. So he said, okay, I'll take my $1 billion and go play another game.
Right.
But basically to help the circumstances. It really is fascinating how people take it. You know, it's sort of back to our possibility, the quotient, the way that it's possible to live whatever your dreams are. I think I've talked to 3 or 4 people this morning who are associated one way or another with the United Nations. And it has come around to me very clear that, for example, the ambassador from Norway to the United Nations, a guy that sort of wanted to do this and worked on it and created what he wanted in his mind. And I think you can build anything that you want. If you visualize it first, you have it in your mind, you sort of see it, you feel it, you taste it, you believe in it, you make your mental blueprint, and then you build up something that you want in life or out of life. But that imagination, you got to go to that place first and understand how your mind works, organize your thoughts, definitive plans, maybe write them down, draw them, whatever you want. And for those of you who think it's foolishness or folly, you are very sadly mistaken. I've tried this any number of times, and
thoughts are things.
Your thoughts become reality. And if you don't believe that, then you won't be successful, I think, anyway. And thus is the story of a lot of the people that we're talking to at the United Nations. Is it 100% successful? No. Are all the people here successful? No. But are there good things that happen here? Yes. Are they important things? For the most part, yeah, they are. And so what do we need to know? We pay a lot of money, and that becomes the focus. But there are a lot of things that are done here that are aimed at fixing problems. Wouldn't it be neat? We think about this all the time in terms of our own lives. Wouldn't it be great if people all got along? Why can't we all just get along?
Oh, please.
Right?
I've heard that somewhere.
I think yes, exactly. All right, so in a moment we meet Bettina Lauscher, who is a spokesperson for the World Food Program. This is part of the important work that's being done here, and I think that a lot of Americans say, why should we care about what's going on elsewhere in the world? We got 14 million people, 14 million children a night go to bed hungry in our country. Let's help them first before we help the other parts of the world. Well, it isn't just American money. This is the United Nations. Hello. So the money comes from everywhere. But we so tend to personalize everything in America. It's all about America, America, America. And in fact, it's not really. So we'll tell that story in a moment here on Good Day. It's 10 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. SalonPause Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. SalonPause has 2 powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of SalonPause by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the SalonPause button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with SalonPause. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. SalonPause. Please use as directed.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for AntBlock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program at the United Nations. Bettina Lauscher was actually a reporter for CNN International, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were,
yes.
Yeah. So you got your start, as a lot of other people did, working the field, and then you got to see what was going on from the inside. So when did you come to the UN?
7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been an amazing ride.
When you
amazing.
Came here, what did you expect you were going to be doing? How were your expectations different than what your reality has been?
I had to check myself a few times because I was still so much in correspondent mode.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a spokesperson for the UN, you have to sometimes be a little bit careful, especially if you work for a humanitarian agency. You sometimes have to take a step back a little bit and you know, be careful and diplomatic and stay out of politics.
Yeah.
So I had to learn that, too.
Right. You have to wonder sometimes whether, in fact, it's all worth it at the end of the day. In the case of what you're doing, focusing on feeding people around the world, especially children, what is the UN doing and where are they in terms geographically of what's being provided? Where do the foodstuffs come from?
The World Food Program is the largest aid organization in the world, and every year we feed around 90 million people in some 70 countries. So it's huge. If you translate that to America,
when you say
it would
we
be
feed, where is the your is it coming? They ship the food to New York, and then you ship it around to wherever it goes.
No, the Americans donate food, and then we ship it to other parts of the world.
Mostly
like
Americans.
They are our biggest donor, but then there are lots of other countries that are also big, big donors.
All right, so what happens?
There we get the cash, and then we buy it in developing countries, the food. So we spend like $1 billion buying food in developing countries and therefore strengthen the local economies on those countries.
So what do you do with the food that you get from America, for example?
That goes to all kinds of places. I mean, the Americans are our most generous donors.
So you don't sell it to people?
No, we don't sell it.
Not like the Red Cross.
No,
they get things given to them, and then they charge you to take them.
No. We bring it over and distribute it together with local NGOs, with governments in places like Haiti and everywhere.
Are you worried about the food supply? This year, a real concern, not only in America, but all around the world.
Yeah, food prices.
The weather, droughts, China doesn't have enough food. Most of Asia, in fact, doesn't have enough food. America is going to be normally has excesses everywhere with the crop problems, planting problems this year. Looks like we'll just about be able. I mean, corn's going to be $8 a bushel.
Yeah, it's, you can really see it that food prices have gone up so much.
Yeah.
Wheat prices have doubled.
Yeah.
We're very concerned about maize prices. Rice is still somewhat okay. But, you know, the World Bank has found out that 44 million additional people have been pushed into poverty just with these rising food prices.
Well,
so it's a huge issue.
And not only that, but the underlying problem is there are too many people being born. There are too many people living in these various countries. And I know it isn't. It sort of is. The United Nations is pretty big on trying to school people. At least my experience in Africa has been that the UN is supporting programs that will teach women how to use birth control and try to have people through education understand what mayhem they're creating by bringing all these people onto the planet, which can't be supported.
Yeah, well, the hard thing is also that over the next 40 years or so, there are going to be another 2 billion mm-hmm. extra people. So we now already, at this point, have almost a billion people that are going hungry. The number of people on this planet will go up.
So will they because they won't be able to be fed and take care of themselves?
We need to teach them. We need to teach, for example, we start with the smallest kids and put them into school, and what we do is school meals. Uh-huh. It's the perfect combination. You give a kid an education and a healthy, nutritious meal, and you change that kid's whole life. They will make more money as adults. The girls will have fewer children. They will get married at a later stage. And most importantly, they will send their own children into school. That's one thing.
And so then a bribe, it gets known in the village, the town, that you can get a good meal if you go to school.
Yeah,
so that's how you
works.
Get kids to go to school.
Yeah. And that's why the whole family is interested. And then if you have good attendance, then the whole family
gets... But think about that for a second. And whether or not that's being done in America to a lesser extent. Give kids a free meal, let it be known that there's a free, healthy meal, and they'll go to school.
Yeah, and it costs 25 cents a day. 25 cents a day, $5 a month. You know, uh-huh. that's what we pay for a cup of cappuccino here in New York. So they're amazing things, but you also need to work on... What we are doing is we're buying so much food in developing countries. We work with small-scale farmers because you have to improve also agricultural. So we train people how to plant a field. We work together with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, mm-hmm. the Howard Buffett Foundation, and really make sure that especially the women can have access to markets, because the goal is from the World Food Program that people are food self-sufficient. You know, we want to make ourselves unemployed. That's
what
we want.
So then give us an example of how this specifically would happen. Take us to a country where women are being taught these things and how mm-hmm. it works, program A, from A to Z.
Yeah, it's very simple. You try to see a big problem is that, for example, women and small-scale farmers, they just planted around their house a little bit of food. They never had a surplus. And they never, of course, had any money to buy seeds. So you give them seeds, you teach them how to plant better, you teach them... And give them access with roads, for example, to markets. You give them access to warehouses where they can store the food, because a lot of the food gets rotten and destroyed, like 20 or 30%, just simply between the farmer and the warehouses.
Uh-huh.
And what we're also doing is that we tell them that we're going to buy food from them in the next year, so they know they will have somebody who will buy it from them. And, you know, they can plant seeds.
So then what do you do with it when you buy it from them?
Then we buy it from them, and then we use it for other hungry people in
the same area.
In the same area.
So why do they need you? Why couldn't they just have markets and sell direct to the other? Do the other people don't have money?
Because they didn't have the knowledge often. They often didn't have the structure.
But is it your money, UN money, that buys the food and then distributes it without the people paying for it?
You give it to people who can't afford it. Mm-hmm. You know, they would really starve without it.
Now there are those the cynics would say, well, they can't afford it because they don't have a job.
You need to teach them that too. For example, what we're doing in Haiti is after this horrible disaster, that you know we were feeding like 4 million people immediately within the first few weeks of after the earthquake. And what we're doing now is that we're teaching people on how, for example, to build up the agriculture in Haiti. That we pay people with either food or cash for when they clean out the irrigation canals and all of these things.
Yep.
So it's important that you teach people something, that you train them, that you give them a chance to really improve their lives. And you have to empower especially the women. The women are the key to this because they make sure that their family is being fed and that their village is being fed.
Bettina Losha is with the World Food Program connected to the United Nations. A good lesson there. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you so much. For
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to AquaRain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or AquaRain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's 23 after Doug Steffens' Good Day program from United Nations. Well, actually, the United Nations Foundation, which is across the street from the UN, as the UN has an AIDS conference going on, and half the building's pulled apart anyway to be rebuilt. Joining me now is Stéphane Dujarric. Did I do that all right?
Perfect.
That close? All right.
Thank you.
Who is director of news for the United Nations, had a number of different positions here. What's in working here as a career? You've seen leaders come and go. It's kind of like the bureaucrats in Washington. They all stick around and the politicians change faces. So how is it that in this instance, we don't know very much. Some secretary generals are very well known, become very public, and everybody knows who they are. In this, the case of the gentleman who's there now, I don't think a lot of people know who he is or much about what he's doing. Is that by design?
You know, I think some secretaries general become more famous in the U.S. Because of things that they do that are seen or perceived as great, and others that
are not so great.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Right. And I think, you know,
Kofi Annan,
who I served was truly an amazing man, and it was a unique experience and a privilege to work for him. But we were here at the center of the Iraq War and everything that fell around it, elections in the U.S. So we were really at the center of the news. The current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who is from South Korea, has a much different approach. He is less. He focuses a lot on his work, which Kofi did. I don't want to be misinterpreted. He's put in a lot of time traveling to developing countries, really seeing for himself firsthand what the problems of the world are, including on issues of food access and climate change. But I think just because one doesn't see him in the States doesn't mean that he isn't very active.
All right. So does the ideal person running the United Nations get a firm grasp on what the issues are and then handle it personally? So is the trickle-down sort of thing, sort of using the president of our country as an example. He's supposed to be involved in everything. You can't possibly know everything. You can't possibly be involved in everything. If you do, you will fail at most everything. So how is he deciding, picking and choosing what the issues may be? Is the AIDS thing that's going on now an important thing for him? Is he the motivator for that?
No, he is. He has the bully pulpit. AIDS is a very, very important issue for him, especially how it relates to women and children. climate change. He has been a convener of a lot of discussions on climate change and the advancement of women. Those are things that he's really focused on. But otherwise, you know, the UN is organized a bit like a government structure where he has deputies who take care of political affairs, peacekeeping issues, social issues, gender, children. So he manages it. He has a senior management group which oversees different issues. But he is the face of the UN, and he really uses his voice as a bully pulpit and to bring issues to the forefront.
There are those who think the United Nations and groups like it, NATO, and even governments, are there to solve problems, and others say they create them. Probably a blend of both, isn't it?
Well, you know, while we solve problems, sometimes we unintentionally create more problems.
Right, yeah.
But I think that applies to us in our everyday lives and to governments to everyone.
Nature.
Exactly. But I think, you know, the UN is really here to solve the problems that no one country can solve alone. I mean, it's interesting because it is an organization of countries, of member states, but the problems that we deal with know no boundaries, whether it's immigration and refugees, climate change, or the spread of diseases. And you can only solve them by bringing people around the table. Those people may not agree on all sorts of other issues, but they need to come around and try to solve these particular problems.
Number one issue is food. I see that emerging as it's becoming very clear that with the population in the world growing as fast as it is, and the fact that we don't have enough food now to feed everybody, what's it going to be like, whether people are going to fight wars over corn, or whether to pass that people will just die. We'll be collecting people along the side of the street because they didn't get enough to eat. That's
you know, you're seeing a very worrying trend in a lot of African countries and some Latin American countries where rich countries are literally buying up land to grow food.
Yeah.
And that food is not then used in Zambia. It's shipped out back to another country.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Food security, and it's impacted by issues of severe weather and climate change, which we see here in the wheat and corn growing.
Terrible. This year's going to be an awful year.
And I think the USDA just came out with figures today saying the food reserves are the lowest
ever. We're not going to be able to. The Chinese were looking to buy a lot of food from us. They're not going to be able to because they had a drought and we have the opposite.
And that will have severe political repercussions.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, most revolutions start because of food
prices.
People
are hungry.
They're hungry.
Yeah.
In the Middle East, a lot of it had to do with food prices.
Yeah, yeah. And the economic realities, yeah. All right, well, that's very instructive. And so now, as far as the news is concerned, we've got about 30 seconds here. How do you have to manage the news? How do you...
No, what we do, for instance, we do radio in 8 languages every day, about news about the United Nations, about what's going on in the world, and we distribute that to about 500 partners, mostly in the developing world, who don't have journalists here. So we do everything from, you know, Swahili to Russian to French and English. And we tell people about what's going on around the world and what's going on right here at the United Nations.
Cool. All right. Good to have you here. Let me try this again. Stéphane Dujarric.
Perfect.
I can become, that's obviously French.
Exactly.
I can go to, Pierre, how do I do, all right?
Very good, sir. Very good.
Half past the hour on the Good Day program from the UN.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Most Unusual Breakfast Award. Next is Bill.
Eel.
So what are you eating or have you eaten that you think is worth the mark?
I'm eating SpaghettiOs mixed with baked beans and hot dogs.
Ew.
And I'm a truck driver, and the best part is I put them on my defroster to heat them up.
Hey, you guys, how about some beans? Want some beans? Go to some minor up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, spending the morning at the United Nations Foundation and across from the UN, the annual UN discussion. A lot of programs that are not political are going to emanate from here today. Some of the political shows from the left and the right are here as well. This is not a political program. I don't do a political show, but I am interested in getting information. And I think one of the things that's becoming abundantly clear, Richie, Jennifer, you've been listening to me talk this morning about the issue. We danced around disarmament and borders and all that stuff, but the issue is food. The issue is how to feed all of these people that are being born into the world. Some populations are getting it and trying to figure out the governments to get people to understand what they're doing to themselves, their family, and their country by having all of these children. The fact remains that we have many more people coming into the world than we can possibly feed, clothe, and shelter. No matter what, you know, there isn't enough jobs, there's not enough work, and so they become dependents, and there isn't enough to go around for everybody because we can't grow enough. So where does that leave us? It leaves us in a very difficult position. And when there are difficult things to be discussed, I have found that bringing Jay Kumar into the discussion is a very helpful thing. He's been listening to us talk about a lot of these things. He actually when he was a student, you interned at the UN, right? Isn't that what you told me?
That's right. I actually, in addition to having my doctorate, I actually did my master's degree in international affairs at Columbia University in New York and interned at the UN for quite a while. So I'm very familiar with that whole organization, and it's great that you're in my old stomping grounds.
Well, the reason for being here is to give people a chance to think about some of the implications of what goes on here. How do you protect babies from HIV? How do you support people around the world who are not as fortunate as we are? You know, all of that stuff. And then you get back to the brass tacks. But we have a lot of people in our country who have these problems. We can't seem to deal with them here. So the criticism comes, okay, if we have these problems here, why can't we fix them and do what needs to be done before we go outside in the rest of the world? And I'm not sure that that's the intelligent way of looking at it, but that's the way that we do. I mean, fixing the problem here and there ought to be our priority, but we have become such a small world. You don't have to go any further than this week, the discussion of the E. coli outbreak in Germany,
right,
or wherever it came from, and it doesn't seem the Germans have botched it unbelievably. They don't know, and I don't think they're ever going to know where it actually came from.
The whole notion of nation states and the whole notion of national boundaries are a thing of the past, and we're moving into as we move into the 21st century, we really need to, as Americans, I think, not only need to think of what's going on in our country, but also understand that we're part of a larger community, of a global community. And one of the things that you're doing a great job on talking about today is how we need to feed the whole world, and how we need to really understand that the benefit of everyone on the planet actually benefits us also.
All right, but if we were to approach this from what would seem to be an intelligent way, and I don't want to sound arrogant, it always sounds like when you are talking about intelligence, then people want to say, well, this is an arrogant so-and-so, he's got a degree from here and there. But you know what? It really is. It boils down very much to having people understand what happens if you have unbridled sex and no protection. And how do you bring somebody in the world, you want to love them, that's understandable. But how do you love them if you can't feed them? How do they survive if you can't feed them? And having people understand that you just can't bring people into the world and expect that they're going to be taken care of because there just are not enough resources.
Yeah.
So, you know, where do we go with it?
Well, I think you touched on something really key when you spoke to the woman who was your guest earlier on. The key is education. And for me, education equates to empowerment. And studies have shown in many developing countries that when you educate women, mm-hmm. when women become more educated and have the opportunity to go to school and receive an education, they then make the choice not to have children, but not to have, more children, to have just enough, you know, to support what they can. And then, you know, have maybe two at the most, but not having, as you were talking about earlier, having 8, 10 kids, as, yeah. you know, many people were doing in the past.
Well,
we just can't do that.
You said in when we were talking off the air that it's changing somewhat in India and that area of the world.
Yeah.
But Africa, it's not as much
well,
as they're working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's true. I think, you know, and again, it boils down to education. I've had the privilege to travel to many developing countries in Africa and Asia, and one thing you notice is that the greater access people have to education, the greater opportunities that they're going to, receive. But also another benefit of that is that the fewer children people have also.
Yeah, the niblet here, at least in terms of getting people into, you got to bribe people. It's just that's the, seems to
yeah,
be
well,
the human
yeah,
side.
Bribe
so bribe them by bringing them to school and give them a meal.
Give people the incentive to know that, hey, you know what? If you're a woman, if you're a young girl, you've got the opportunity to go to school. You've got a free meal here at school you can go to, and you're getting an education. And when you get an education, there are more opportunities for you to go into the workplace and do something productive, have income come in. So when you do that, you're automatically, you know, you're not going to be able to have and be able to support, you know, numerous kids.
No, you can't.
No.
All right. So we have that, and we can talk about it. I mean, I don't know what you do other than say, okay, we need to do this. We got to figure out how to provide people with this. There has to be the desire on the part of, in this case, the electorate, because the electorate would put people into office that would understand this point of view. I don't even think this is ever discussed. Really and truly, seriously, when's the last time you heard a discussion of this, Jay, in a political arena, when people are running for office to get support, here's what we have to do. You don't have these conversations. These are not outward. People are worried about jobs, or they're worried about themselves.
Me, right, precisely.
Yeah.
Healthcare.
Yeah.
And, you know, we, in our country, as you mentioned earlier, there are millions of children who go hungry in our own country.
14 million people, if you believe the stats, 14 million young people going to bed hungry every night. That is absurd.
It's a travesty, and it shouldn't happen in this country at all, but it does.
Now we're not going to be able to grow enough food. We've been the breadbasket of the world between the areas in the upper Midwest and Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Alberta, where all the wheat's been grown. Been a wonderful and perfect way of feeding so many people. But the weather's bad this year. Mm-hmm. And so we may not have enough for our own country. And the costs, even if you have it, at $8 a bushel, that sends the price of everything sky high. We don't have an economic recovery, really, that means anything here. It's not gaining momentum. And you see these things, price of gasoline, people go cuckoo. So how do we turn this around? Your job, Dr. Jay Kumar, is here to help us understand how to think this stuff through so that it doesn't become overwhelming, so that you don't look in the mirror in the morning and think, I want to go out and jump off the nearest 12-story building. Because, you know, I mean, confronted with these problems, you can go bananas.
You can. And the key really is to understand that everyone has the power to do what they can. And so one thing we can do, one thing I think needs to happen in our country is we need to begin shifting our attitudes toward food. We need to begin understanding that food is a precious resource, mm-hmm. and you can't waste it. Mm-hmm. You can't over-consume it. You can't.
And the practical side to that is thinking about going to the Olive Garden and having them promote how much they're going to give you, how much we're going to fill up your plate. Well,
all you can eat at Sizzler or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Exactly.
Why? Well, look at what the – never mind – the usage of the food and the ramifications that it has on you as a human being. What's your body going to look like if you keep eating like that? But, you know, it sounds like we're browbeating people. But in
yeah,
a sense,
I don't want to sound like
up.
That also. But, you know, I think people need to understand that you have a choice. You can choose to, you know, maybe alter, maybe change your relationship to food. You can change your relationship to how you see food. Most of us see food as you know, a luxury, you know, something to indulge in. Look at all the cooking shows that are on TV right now. And that's great. You know, we all need to have food and enjoy it. But we also need to understand that food is becoming a precious resource. Don't squander it. Don't waste it. Eat and consume only what you need.
All right. I'm growing a garden. Matter of fact,
yeah.
Last night I was planting some more things in the garden. And what I have done with this has been unintended consequences, but it's a big garden, and I aim it to help all the people who work for me. So
fantastic.
That, on the farm, people come, dozens or so people. There's enough in the garden to feed a lot of people through the course of the summer. There are various things, you know, from peas to beans to tomatoes to cabbage to celery to lettuce to, you know, things that are of value, spinach. The healthy things. If everybody can, everybody doesn't have the land that I do, but you can grow some things yourself. You can learn about it. You can teach your children how to grow things, and then you can feed your children these things,
mm-hmm.
and they can understand. Whether you live in New York City and you only have a window pot, you can grow something out there.
You can. In fact, a lot of people in urban centers, and thanks for saying this because I have a garden here as well here in L.A., and you know, I've got fruits and I've got herbs that I use, and people need to really reconnect to their own ability to grow food, and you can do it. You don't always have to go to the supermarket and get your food. You can grow food in urban centers. A lot of people actually can grow in New York. Grow tomatoes on hanging vines.
I was in D.C. the other day, and I mean, right in front of the FBI building, just off Independence Avenue, right down a block from the mall, is a like a public garden where everybody says,
garden.
Yeah. So I get this 8x10 plot,
yeah.
and we share this 8x10 plot, and we all have our own little garden.
Yeah, and they've got them here in L.A. They've got them in San Francisco.
Sure.
They've got them in many cities, urban centers. So. You don't always have to be, you know, just always, you know, setup, right, if you will, to having to go to the supermarket or having to get your food.
If we drop ideas on people, I don't want this to sound like me, but because I'm so close to the land and so close to agriculture, this is something that's very important to me. So to go one step further from what we were talking about the garden that I have for the people that work with me, there are two main farms in Framingham, and we, working together, that's the town where I grew up and live, we put together a plot. The Agricultural Commission found some land in town, and we decided we were going to have it become a community garden, I guess is the best term, because that's what it really is. So one of the two of us, after we located the land and convinced the town that it should be something we could do, then they said to us, okay, we don't have any money, you guys will have to do it. Okay, so Hanson, who's the other farmer, has plowed the land and found that it wasn't really very good. So I said to him, okay, I'll take my 10-wheel dump truck and I'll fill it up with dirt, loam, manure, mix it all together. We'll bring 4 or 5 truckloads of it down to this place. We'll spread it out. I have a machine that will mix the dirt up together, if you will, and we'll create a place for like 60, I think it's 60 families are going to be able to grow any number of things on their plot, and they'll get some benefit out of it, and a number of different things can come from it, and they'll also share with the other people that are there.
Well, do they have to pay for it, or is it all?
No.
So just 60 people
I'm just
are
doing it.
There.
Right, 60 people, they drew lottery straws, and it came from a certain group of people that needed, and they got the chance to do this, and so I'm giving the loam and the time of the tractor to prepare the land, and so then, you know, after that, they're on their own. They probably, right. Somebody's providing with seeds. I don't know where they're coming from, but you know, that kind of stuff. How many people
that's cool.
could be able to do something like
awesome.
That?
And so, I think it's awesome. I think more people understand that you've got this ability. Like, you're doing a great service to these people, like empowering them.
Well,
none
of them know how to grow anything. They wouldn't know what to do with a seed if you didn't show them. So they've learned or are learning how the seed works, how growth works. It's a lesson about life. But also, at the end of the day, they're going to have a tomato. They're going to have an ear of corn. They're going to have a Brussels sprout. They're going to have something from what they've done that they can eat. And that word will spread around, and no more people. I mean, I've identified 4 or 5 places in town, acre or two here and there, where we could do this.
Right. So they literally get to eat the fruits of their labor.
Right. But you know what? The thing that's in the way the government wanted to not let us do this until we made a lot of noise about it. It's that kind of stuff you run up against.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a whole different conversation about the whole, yeah. you know,
Save
agro
it for next
industry.
Time. All right, Jay. We've gotten some really. This is great food for thought. We got to keep thinking about this sort of
figuratively.
Thing. Thank you, jqmar.com. Check that out, Dr. Jay Kumar, with us here on Good Day at 11 before the hour.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com, that's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What has been a destructive season for severe weather, this time it's heat and lightning making headlines. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Camp Shelby in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. U.S. Air Force cadets undergoing training there. Many of them were outside when it happened yesterday afternoon.
It was very severe weather in the local area. It was extreme lightning, thunder, rain showers at the time.
That's Public Information Officer Major Deirdre Musgrave, who says a single bolt of lightning struck the Joint Forces Training Center around 2 p.m. yesterday.
There were 77 Air Force Reserve Officer Training Corps cadets in the vicinity of the lightning strike.
That's right. 77 cadets actually felt the effects of the lightning strike, and all were hospitalized and will undergo complete medical evaluations as a precaution. We're told four of the cadets were closest to that strike. All of the cadets said to be in a responsive and stable condition. Elsewhere, scary moments aboard a United Express passenger jet, which was struck by lightning late yesterday morning. The plane had taken off from Madison, Wisconsin, bound for Chicago when it was hit. The crew made an emergency landing in Rockford, Illinois. No injuries reported, but the plane's cockpit windshield cracked when the lightning bolt struck. And from lightning to sheer heat and humidity, sweltering conditions moving from the Midwest to the Northeast over the last few days. Temperatures well into the 90s in many cities. Some records were set yesterday. In New York City, residents and workers tried their best to stay cool with the heat index topping 100. This construction worker in Manhattan said the temperature was even higher up on his construction site.
The material we're working with is reflective. Standing up there would be at least 15 degrees warmer than standing down here.
Wow.
So it's like at the beach sunbathing.
Yeah, sunbathing in a hard hat. Intense heat and humidity expected in New York City and elsewhere across the Northeast again today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow off 22 points yesterday, closing at 12,049. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices up $1.65 a barrel, finishing at $100.74. That massive wildfire in eastern Arizona could cross the border into New Mexico as early as today. The so-called Wallo Fire is still at zero containment. Fire officials say the flames had cut right through the small mountain town of Greer, Arizona yesterday. On Capitol Hill, a move by some senators to block a new regulation about swipe fees did not clear a procedural hurdle.
The amendment is not agreed to.
And with that, the Senate will allow the Federal Reserve to limit fees that merchants pay banks when consumers use their debit cards. Those who support the so-called swipe fee regulation cited the power of large financial institutions and argued that swipe fees should be capped in order to help small businesses. Critics say the limitations will hurt community banks and credit unions. Scoreboard, NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Bruins shut out the Canucks 4-0 in Boston. The best of seven tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 back in Vancouver tomorrow night. And finally, you've heard about the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee, which took place recently. Did you know there's another competition that takes place each spring? Instead of spelling, it's all about geography. It's the annual National Geographic Bee, held recently in Washington, D.C. And this year's winner, a young man from Texas, a seventh grader named Tina Valenchik. He admits it was a nerve-wracking competition.
But then after I had my first few questions answered correctly, I just settled down and began to focus on each question one at a time.
And here's the final question he answered to capture the title. The southern part of Mount Everest is located in what national park in Nepal? Answer, Sagarmatha National Park. Somehow, Tina Valenchik knew that one. He said he worked hard with his parents to study for the bee.
We found an internet source that contains information about all 192 countries.
192 countries. That's a lot of studying. Anyway, for winning, Valenchik gets a $25,000 scholarship and a trip to the Galapagos Islands. Wherever that is. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.